Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So a few weeks ago, when we heard that Tom Brady was going to retire to spend more time with the kids and the family, you know, a lot of us are like, gosh, I give him 2 weeks. I give him 4 weeks. I give him 4 hours. I'm like, he's not going to be able to cut it. He's not going to be able to cut it. I don't care how many sacks. What, 538 sacks? How many sacks did he have in his 22-plus NFL career? Uh-uh. He's not going to cut it. And I guess he's not the GOAT when it comes to putting up with kids. Apparently he is coming back. Tom Brady is coming back. We are so, so excited about that. And it's, you know, it's not funny. It's not funny, okay? I mean, I couldn't put that on anybody, right, to go back home. Here's the thing. I remember, okay, Tom Brady, he is not only the GOAT, but, I mean, obviously somebody like that, you know, loves that schedule, loves that pressure, loves that, okay, this is where I need to be at 4:30 in the morning. This is where I need to be at 6 a.m. This is what I need to do. And so, you know, and I know I posted something saying, you know, if he was married to me, you know, there's no reason to leave the house, right? You know, maybe Giselle, you know, just wasn't woman enough for him. But Right, Giselle's exquisite. I don't think he's trying to get away from her or the kids. I really think, if you really want to know what I think is happening and why Tom Brady is coming back, is because I think what happened is he took that big family mobile and he went to the gas station to fill up. And once he saw that filling up his gas tank is now about $118, he said, why did I walk away from, you know, the, what, $20 billion extra bonus to just stick around or whatever the heck. So, yeah, he's coming back. Now, this was his statement. Okay, he did not cite that the kids drove him crazy. He did not cite that it was gas prices. What he said was, the past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. Not at the gas station. Not making grilled cheese for the kids. That time will come, but it's not now. I love my teammates, and I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back to my 23rd season in Tampa, unfinished business, LFG. So, you see, I'm not the only one that can't stand being home, okay? I mean, I'm a workaholic. And mind you, I love my kids. I love my kids. I love my husband. But I could not retire, not in my 40s. Oh, gosh, no. In fact, I really worry about retiring in my 70s and 80s. I love my husband. You know, but, man, I can't do it. I, even my friends, we're out with some friends this weekend, and I love them to death, and I go, okay, you know, if you start getting grumpy, you know, I'm not going to let us turn into grumpy old people. So Tom Brady coming back is fascinating, but there is going to be some issues. So I don't know if you heard about this, but one guy sold Tom Brady's last touchdown ball. All right? So if you guys remember, before they lost in the playoffs, it was with the L.A. Rams. There was, I think Mike Evans caught the 55-yard touchdown ball, which we believe, or at the time, was Tom Brady's last Super Bowl football. Touchdown pass. And so that sold for $500,000. And so I don't know who bought it, but somebody purchased the ball for $518,628. Now, this ball sold, I think, just this last weekend. And now all of a sudden that's not the touchdown ball. That's not the last one of Tom Brady's back. So this guy has a ball that, yeah, that I mean, maybe he could talk it up because, hey, look, this was prior to Tom Brady, you know, coming back. But there's a lot of people that made a crap load of money on Tom Brady leaving. And then they made it happen, you know, so it'll be fascinating. But I just want to tell you all that you need to cut us moms some slack, because if one of the greatest football players of all time, hey, couldn't stay home with the kids, couldn't stay home with the wife, and was like, to hell with this, I have got to get back, can you cut us some slack? Do you see why we have the, this is why we pull out our hair. This is why we be who we be. All right, so some of you guys are considering retirement. And when I saw this, I did worry a little bit, because the one thing I have dealt with as position is people going to retire and then they're like, I can't do it, I have to come back. And remember I warned you guys, we were talking about midlife reboots, not midlife crises, but midlife reboots, where you retire, you think you're going to be just traveling all over, and then you get bored. And then a lot of people age in their retirement. You know, one of the reasons why I think Jimmy Carter lived as long, is living as long, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, lived as long, is because they kept working. Now, mind you, I don't want you to be in a toxic environment. I don't want you around stress. But you need to be working at a job that you like. You know, this is why we tell people to volunteer, to teach, to, you know, work with the grandkids. But if you choose to retire and you don't have plan B, you're going to have this this regret. Retirement regret is huge, which we've talked about and we will talk about again. And my recommendations to everybody is when you do choose to retire, people think they're going to retire to something where it's only 10% work, 20% work. Mm-mm. When you choose your retirement activities, make it at least 50%. Because one is, you're going to get bored and you're going to try sleeping in, and then you're going to, but two is, you're going to start getting depressed and you're going to feel guilty. You know, this weekend I slept in and it was nice. But the guilt I had sleeping in, yes, I know, the time change was ridiculous. You know, don't get me started on that. But the guilt I felt that I lost that much productive time, you start to, when you're older, going, wait a second, I don't have that much time left. What am I doing? So when you do plan your retirement, make sure you're still at like 50 to 80% of your work capacity, because if not, it doesn't fit. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had my colonoscopy this last year. And remember, I gave you guys a blow-by-blow. And many of you were like, no, I'm not feeling it. Not happening. Yes, it does need to happen. However, you know, it isn't just all about the colonoscopy. Colorectal cancer now, there are so many tools to help us be proactive when it comes to testing and screening. And joining us next is Solomon Moskovich, General Manager of Oncology at Natera, which is a leading genetic testing company who we've talked about on the show before. Solomon, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Wow, well, we are grateful for everything you've done. I think since we've talked to your team last, what has evolved in science has been phenomenal. Talk to us about what you guys are doing in terms of colorectal cancer research.
So March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and we believe that the most important thing when thinking about cancer and surviving cancer is early detection. So there's two important technologies that I'm here to talk about today to help people arm themselves. The first is a test for inherited mutations or inherited genes that can increase the risk for getting colorectal cancer in one's lifetime. And the second is a test for people who've already had colorectal cancer diagnosed, and that's a test for recurrence that can detect cancer recurrence months or even years earlier than ever before possible.
And Dr. Moskovich, these are, we're not talking about the typical, the CEA. These are much better and much more sensitive and specific, correct?
That's correct, yes. So for people who have been diagnosed with cancer, traditionally they are monitored with a combination of CT scans and blood tests like CEA, which are decades old and have a lot of problems with false results. There's a new technology available from Natera that is a cell-free DNA test. It's called Signatera, and that's because it looks for a unique signature of mutations that were only found in the tumor sample. And we custom design and custom manufacture a test for every single patient that looks only for those specific mutations in the blood. And we can detect a single molecule of tumor, even in a tube of blood, that can be seen months or years earlier than you'd ever see it on a CT scan.
See, I love that. So having colon cancer in my family, I was told years ago that I had to start my screenings, my colonoscopy screenings, 10 years from the time they were diagnosed. So when I was in medical school, I'm like, that's awfully short. I think we need to look much, you know, decades before. And so it sounds like this testing allows, you know, that sort of screening much earlier than in one's 50s or 40s.
Right. So for people who have been diagnosed with cancer, they are now covered by Medicare for a monitoring for recurrence using the Signatera test. And then for people who have never been diagnosed before but worried about their own risk, as we all should be, you know, there is a test for the inherited genes, the CRC genes. And that's, you know, these are both simple blood tests that require a physician order. And can indicate to somebody whether they are at increased risk. And if so, you know, you'll be eligible for screening starting in your early to mid-20s instead of waiting for age 45.
Gosh, I love that. I love that. And what that could also do then is guide how often people do need colonoscopies. You know, right now we're kind of blind with it. We're like, all right, let's just start screening everybody at, you know, at this age or 45 at higher risk. And we've been kind of machine gun approaching. I love the idea of the precision medicine. This could actually save a lot of money in terms of healthcare dollars.
Yeah, we think it could save a lot of waste in the healthcare system, but it can also help, you know, hundreds of thousands of people detect a cancer early, which gives the best chance of a cure, and to detect a recurrence early.
So true. African Americans are at higher risk. It always bothered me that we waited till age 50, and I had urged my patients to get tested sooner. At what age would you recommend African American men, especially, to get testing such as this?
The U.S. Preventive Screening Task Force recommends that people get screened as early as age 45, getting their colonoscopies, also doing other screening tests that are available. For people who are at increased risk, either because of a family history or because they're a carrier of one of these inherited genes, yeah, you can get screening as early as your early to mid-20s. And these are important. You know, the best chance you have at surviving a cancer diagnosis is getting detected early. And you can do these things now with tests available from Natera, and talk to your physician as well.
It's fantastic. We are speaking to Dr. Solomon Moskovich, General Manager of Oncology at Natera. You know, the CRC gene, one thing we talk to people about in terms of cancer is there's genetic and there's environmental. What percentage of colon cancers do you think are due to the CRC gene?
Yeah, this is incredible. You know, a lot of people have heard of the breast cancer gene, BRCA and understand that that, that creates an increased risk of breast cancer. But a lot of people have not heard of the colorectal cancer genes, but it's almost exactly the same story. It's a different set of genes, but they perform in a similar way. The most common one is called Lynch syndrome, which can occur as a result of mutations in five different genes. About 5 to 10% of all colorectal cancer diagnoses are associated with one of these inherited mutations. And if you have one of these mutations, it's a 10 times higher risk of getting colorectal cancer in your lifetime.
See, it's, and what I like about the colonoscopies, and I know my listeners don't, especially since I give them all the details of my prep, but what I like is it's one of the very few screening tests that actually cures as you go. It'll remove the polyps that could turn to cancer. But again, I do think that some people might be getting too many. And then, there are risks, associated with that. Some people, though, are swapping and substituting Cologuard or stool testing. How do you feel about stool testing versus, colonoscopies?
If somebody does not want to get a colonoscopy, then I think this is a great alternative. The stool test has a proven performance to detect cancer. And if somebody screens positive, then you can go on to confirm with a colonoscopy. I also believe that it's very important for people who have been diagnosed with cancer to do everything they can to catch a recurrence early. And, again, that comes back to going in and getting your scan, but also making sure you talk to your doctor about the latest technologies available, like Signatera, to detect a recurrence early. And this can have a big impact on treatment decisions as well. A lot of patients struggle with the decision whether or not to do chemotherapy after surgery. Mm-hmm. And the recent trial indicates that patients who are positive on Signatera benefit significantly from chemotherapy, but patients who are negative with Signatera after surgery do not receive significant benefit from chemotherapy.
So, so that does help guide. It's fantastic. This technology is amazing. So how do patients talk to their provider about getting this done?
Right. Talk to your physician. Make sure you go and get your annual physical, which I know a lot of people have missed over the last 2 years with coronavirus. Talk to your doctor about what kind of screening tests are appropriate for you. Talk about your family history of cancer, and make sure you talk to your loved ones about that as well. And then if you had a cancer diagnosis, you talk to your oncologist and your cancer surgeon about testing for recurrence with the latest tools available with the Signatera test. For more information, you can visit Natera's website. That's Natera.com, Natera.com. And I urge everyone, get tested, protect yourself.
Exactly. Eat fiber, vegetables, stay away from a lot of preservative foods, and you make sure you talk to your doctor about any changes in bowel health, blood in the stool, et cetera. Dr. Moscovich, I really appreciate everything you and your team do. Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Waves of Russian missiles continue to pound military training bases close to Ukraine's western border with NATO member Poland, killing at least 35 people. The strike followed Russian threats to target foreign weapon shipments that are helping Ukrainian fighters defend their country against Russia's invasion toward Kyiv. The Ukrainian military is prepared for the bigger fight.
They will fight from every basement. They will lose tanks every street, every block, every crossroad.
Here in the United States, the fighting in the streets continue as police in New York City and Washington are jointly investigating the shootings of five homeless people across both cities they say may have been committed by the same suspect. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are investigating the similarities between the two sets of shootings. And it's March 14th, also known as Pi Day, so enjoy your pie or your math, whichever you prefer. This is USA Radio News. It looks like Uber customers will have to pay more to cover higher gas prices starting Wednesday. Riders will be charged an extra 45 to 55 cents per trip, and Uber Eats deliveries will cost another 35 to 45 cents delivery charge. Uber says the surcharges will be in effect for at least the next 2 months or until gas prices start to come back down. Pfizer now plans to submit data to the Food and Drug Administration for a fourth COVID shot soon, and they say they're working on a vaccine that may protect against all coronavirus variants. Here's CEO Albert Bourla speaking on CNBC.
I think we are going to submit to FDA a significant package of data about the need for a fourth dose, and they need to make their own conclusions, of course, and then CDC also to see it. Clearly, there is a need in an environment of Omicron to boost the immune response.
Bourla's comments came exactly 2 years after COVID was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So thousands upon thousands of medical students have found out today that they've matched going into residency, and many of them are learning how to do virtual medicine. And I'm licensed in multiple states with telemedicine, and it's fascinating to me how much we can do online. And joining us next is Kenneth Harper, Vice President, General Manager of Ambient Clinical Intelligence and Virtual Assistants, and Hal Baker, Senior Vice President, Chief Digital and Chief Information Officer of WellSpan, to kind of talk to us about how the healthcare industry is changing and what new technology we have that benefits the patient as well as the doctor. Hal, Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Wow, no, we are grateful with everything you do. So, Kenneth, we're going to start with you. Tell us about what your team is working on and how things are changing in medicine.
Yeah, so there's this new technology category known as ambient computing, the idea being using artificial intelligence to make the places we live and work in more intelligent around us. And so one specific solution that Nuance is working is called DAX. Stands for Dragon Ambient Experience. We refer to it as DAX internally and with our clients. And the way that it works is, as a patient, when you go in and you see your primary care physician or maybe a specialist, you're having a conversation with them. You're talking about your symptoms. The doctor's then talking about possible diagnoses and treatment plans. And what Nuance DAX is able to do is listen into that conversation, understand the medical information that's inherent in conversation, and take that understanding and convert that into a well-summarized clinical note on behalf of the doctor. And the reason this is having such a profound impact on healthcare is instead of the doctor having to do a lot of this clerical work and making sure that everything is right in your digital record of your care, they can focus on you during the patient's visit because they have this technology, Nuance DAX, behind the scenes that's doing that documentation work on their behalf.
And, Kenneth, what is so amazing about that is I can't tell you how many times doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, they miss documenting things that the patient picked up on that they might not have heard because they were too busy typing, or they forgot that they already asked a question. And so I noticed that a lot of these documents are incomplete. I'm like, why didn't anybody ask about photophobia? Why didn't anybody ask that? They did. They just didn't document it. So it's almost like you need that virtual assistant.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great point. And if you think about it, there are limits to human memory. So if you think about a primary care physician, the number of visits they might do in a day, and their number one goal should be making sure that patients get the very best care that they possibly can, and that's where their focus and time should be. It should not have to be on remembering all the unique details that needs to go into the clinical document to make sure that your care was documented accurately. And so that's where Nuance DAX definitely having a remarkable impact on healthcare organizations and physicians.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hal, you are Senior Vice President, Chief Digital and Chief Information Officer of WellSpan. That WellSpan obviously has been integral in healthcare and been on the forefront of a lot of this technology. Talk to us about what your team's been working on.
Well, we adopted DAX about 18 months ago. I'm still a primary care physician, primary care internist, and have been using it myself. And I think you're exactly right, because the notes that came at the end are what the doctor can remember of the conversation. With DAX, two things happen. One, the note is more complete because the artificial intelligence team is listening to the conversation and converting it into a note. And the other thing that I couldn't appreciate until I started using it is how much of my cognitive energy was going into trying to remember all the details so I could put it in the note later. Now I can just be in the moment with the patient, thinking through their problem, listening to them, and not having to catalog that note that I have to create afterwards. The mental freedom was hard to imagine. Actually, I couldn't imagine it, because once it was gone, I just didn't realize how much it had weighed on me in every exam room I'd been in for the last 15 years.
It's true. You know, Dr. Baker, I'm sure you've worked with medical students. I work with medical students and residents all the time. Many of them, feel that, all right, well, we have these electronic medical records that will just populate and will bring up the review of systems and all that. It leaves stuff out. And I love the technology that still allows us doctors to be doctors and use the art of medicine and not just follow a template, because conversations were the key to medical care. That was when I was in training.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my colleagues who's been using it said it feels like it's gone from being an interview to being a conversation. And I have a son who's a second-year medical student in Cincinnati, and I'm looking forward to his career being less burdened by the documentation requirements than ours was. I think it's a really bright future, and that's why we're so excited about this technology and rolling it out and partnering with Nuance to try to make it a success for as many doctors as we can.
So true, so true. You know, and Kenneth, I know a lot of patients are worried about privacy, and I've told them that with my telemedicine, the companies I work for telemedicine, all the encounters are audio taped or are recorded anyway. Everything is documented. So this doesn't, I don't believe it would challenge privacy concerns because we already are recording visits and documenting, correct?
Yeah, I think patients are getting increasingly comfortable, you know, with the fact that there is technology that can help, particularly in healthcare, you know, that the provider, that the physician do their job more effectively. And so what we see with Nuance DAX, we definitely want to make sure that patients know they're being recorded by state law. We absolutely need to make sure that consent is granted for the recording. We're also very clear with patients that this recording, this data, if you will, is only being used to help the care team better serve them. You know, it's not being used for any other egregious purposes. It's only being used to make sure that we get that high-quality clinical note back to the provider so the provider can focus on them. But also, the note is accurate. You know, if you have something that is a challenging, multi-problem type of chronic condition or conditions, you also, as a patient, want to make sure that that note is accurate, you know, for all that downstream care that might ensue and various specialists you might have to go talk to. And so we want to be really clear with patients that this technology is doing good. It's only there to really help the provider, ultimately help them as the patient.
It's so true. So I had a patient who has CCW, has guns, and the doctor had asked him about, you know, are they properly stored, et cetera. And he had called in years ago asking, how does he see what the doctor wrote in terms of that? And he was worried that there might be some bias. And something like this takes out the bias. If somebody says, look, I have them locked in a gun safe or, you know, whatever, it wasn't altered by any subjectivity. And I think, like you said, patients have that ability to then, know that their story was accurately documented.
Yes, and of course the notes are increasingly on the patient portal, so the patient's reading that note, and if there's any concern that either I or the note got it wrong, there's a conversation. But I've been very impressed with the completeness of the documentation, which is better than I was able to do by memory, and I absolutely agree with you. It brings an objectivity to it. You know, I want to be clear, it's not a transcript of the conversation. It's a medical note. And that's what's kind of miraculous, because our conversations can flow all over the place, but somehow the artificial intelligence pulls it together so it follows the standard format of a note.
I love that. How can my listeners find out more information?
Yeah, so if you check out nuance.com/ambient, you can get information on Nuance DAX, how it works, and how healthcare organizations are currently making use of it.
I love it. Kenneth, Dr. Baker, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we really, really appreciate you guys, you know, checking in and trying to get updates and giving us updates. It's a very, very scary time. What's going on with Ukraine and the fighting getting awfully close to the Polish border and, you know, rumors of alliances between Russia and China, which we've kind of assumed was going to happen. You know, China threatening that people better back off and not help Taiwan if if things go south. It's so sadly paralleling what we saw back in 1939 that it does make us nervous as we move towards a possible World War III, which we hope never happens. We're being told that Ukrainian forces have effectively struck Russian logistics and sustainment capabilities. Ukrainians have been able to really, withstand, such a big, formidable force as Russia. They've taken out other senior, military leaders recently, and it's been a David and Goliath fight. I'm giving you guys some updates as we get them here. Apparently, we have a total of, 30. We have another intelligence officer who is now adding to the list of 12 senior figures who have lost their lives during the Russian invasion. Captain Alexei Glushchak, 31 years old, was killed fighting near Mariupol, Russia. Russia has lost about 12 senior military figures, and Moscow has acknowledged losing a GRU intelligence officer. And apparently two paratroopers who were in the intelligence team also have recently died. Moscow, though, however, is still not releasing numbers of their death toll, and which we believe is in the thousands of. And so, the Ukrainians have put up an amazing, amazing fight. The Russian war casualties right now include Major General Andrei Kolesnikov, commander of the 29th Combined Army, Major General Vitaly Gerasimov, first deputy commander of Russia's 41st Army. He took a role in the Syrian Crimea attacks. Major General Andrei Sukhovetsky, and the list goes on. So watching Ukraine put up the fight that they have is fantastic. It's just sadly their country is being bombarded. Lots of risks to the nuclear facilities. We heard the Chernobyl power is back up. We heard that Chernobyl cut power, cut sensors to the UN because it was under Russian control and Russia wanted to do whatever, I guess he, that Russia wanted to do, have that flexibility with them having control of nuclear stores and nuclear facilities. So the good news is that Chernobyl doesn't appear to be in immediate meltdown danger because they got power back up. One thing I think we all can agree on is during the Soviet Union years, they did not know how to manage nuclear reactors and nuclear storage, as we saw with the Chernobyl incident. So seeing Russia take over what Ukraine has very effectively managed over these years does make us nervous. So, U.S. has seen examples of Ukrainians targeting Russian sustainment and logistics capabilities in their strikes. This is along that large Russian military convoy that is outside of Kyiv. We are being told that Russian advances still have remained stalled in Ukraine. They say almost all of the advances have remained stalled after yesterday's heavy blows, according to a senior U.S. defense official. Russian forces moving in, including that convoy, have not appreciably progressed over the weekend. The U.S. does see Russia trying to flow in forces behind the advanced elements moving towards north of Kyiv. And the official said the assaults on the cities of Chernihiv and Kharkiv also remain stalled. Russia has split off a force of 50 to 60 vehicles to move towards the town of Izium, presumably to block Ukrainian forces in the western part of the country. Ukraine still has not allowed Mariupol to fall. The city does remain isolated, and Russian forces have also not been able to move closer to the town of Mykolaiv, according to the official, still we're watching Odessa, Kyiv. So what's happening next? Who's helping who? Well, they say the Ukrainian capital now resembles a disaster movie after another day of shelling. Putin's National Guard chief admits the war has not gone to plan. Everybody thought, oh boy, Russia could take Ukraine in a few days. Of course not. Ukraine is still a powerful country. They've been preparing for this There's Ukrainians who have loved their country since they got their independence from the fall of the Soviet Union. Do not underestimate them. Does Russia outnumber them with troops and military equipment? Yes, they do. But we've been helping them. Multiple countries have been helping them. And what Ukraine has that Russia doesn't have is the love for their country. You know, this is home field advantage. But sadly, Russian forces have been able to make it to the capital. So, interestingly, this report is coming out of Daily Mail. India may additionally bail out Russia. All eyes have been on China, they say India may be taking a role, which kind of is fascinating because India and China aren't necessarily allies, and if Russia is allies with China, so to speak, even though that hasn't been very publicly discussed, interestingly that India might help out Russia. They say India may bail out Russia by taking up an offer to buy crude oil and other commodities at a discount. India imports 80% of its oil needs, usually buys only 2-3% from Russia. But with oil prices up 40% so far this year, the government is looking at increasing this if it can help reduce its rising bills. So, according to an Indian government official, Russia is offering oil and other commodities at a heavy discount. We will be happy to take that. Now, again, this is coming out of Daily Mail, but that, you know, what America and NATO members are trying to do is completely crush Russia economically. Russia, however, has access to multiple other countries, and they might be able to talk people into. This is sadly how these world conflicts start. A world conflict needs to involve multiple countries, and I don't want to be a pessimist. I don't want to, make people worry more than they need to, but I do have to point out the parallels. And when you have countries starting to become desperate because of economic disaster, then people have to make choices. And when they make choices, sadly, then alliances can be made. And so these conflicts don't necessarily mean every single country comes in and helps militarily, but if countries help financially, it starts to bolster and extend the conflict even longer. And so, our gas prices, they hurt. We've really cut our driving down. I've thought twice, three times, quadruple times to making certain trips because of gas prices being so high. And when you don't see your salary change in response to the inflation, the gas prices, and then possible shortages, it does start to make you think. And so our human behavior changes. And as our human behavior changes, it starts to change the landscape of what's going on globally. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.